When Jim Gitz steps down as Freeport mayor next week, it will mark the end of an era. Voters approved moving to a city manager system of government last November. Freeport joins scores of cities in the state like DeKalb and Woodstock, where day-to-day operations are run by a professional administrator. The move means Gitz was the city's last full-time mayor. On today's Friday Forum, WNIJ's Guy Stevens talks to Gitz about the transition and more.
Close to 80 cities and towns across Illinois have city managers. The list ranges from smaller communities like Sycamore and Princeton to large cities like Elgin and Naperville. Dixon joined that group in 2015 after voters there approved moving from a mayor-council form of government to the city manager model. Now it's Freeport's turn. The transition to the new system started this spring and will take off in earnest when the newly hired city manager takes his post May 22nd. It's appropriate that the last full-time mayor under the old system is Jim Gitz, who is completing his third stint as mayor of the Pretzel City. Gitz served two terms from 1997 to 2005, then lost a re-election bid. In 2013, he took back the office in a close race. When the movement to change from a full-time mayor-council form of government to a city-manager model began, Gitz publicly stated his opposition to the idea. But last November, residents solidly backed the change, and the transformation to the new system has begun. Despite those earlier public misgivings, Gitz says he hopes the changeover succeeds. But Gitz says it's going to be an adjustment for everyone.
For the first time in our city's history, the mayor will not have administrative authority over operations of the city. The mayor will not appoint department heads. The city manager will do that. The mayor will not be supervising his staff. The city manager will do that. The mayor will assume a different role, more like a super council member who carries the title of mayor and who sets the moral tone of the city.
Gitz says this will be quite a change for the people of Freeport.
They're used to looking to the mayor and saying, hey, you know, where's my pothole being filled? There's a loose dog in the yard. What are you going to do about it? I mean, I get emails every day from people, as do most mayors. This is going to be a different role now because there's a division between the chief executive officer and the chief operating officer.
Gitz says the initial period will be critical for the new administration. He says he hopes that the transition goes smoothly and that the new mayor and councilmen also understand what this means for them.
The council assuming what I think is a very exciting role, the more long-term future of the city, the policy, the ordinances, the plan, the accountability, and getting away from the day-to-day details and trusting your staff are all things that, if they're done successfully, could help take us to a new level.
Asked if he had any advice for incoming Mayor Jody Miller, Gitz says some things remain important even though her role will be different.
Number one, listen to your critics as well as your supporters because they have a message for us if we care to listen. And number two, there's going to be times doing the right thing is not necessarily the popular thing. I believe in doing the right thing, even if the consequences are substantial. I've lived it. I have practiced it. I have paid the price. I have been an unelected mayor as well as an elected mayor, but I always feel it's good to sleep well because you know that you've done your absolute best on behalf of your community.
But Gitz says whoever is in charge and whatever the system of government, the key to Freeport's success will be getting more people involved in their community and owning it.
I have come in my third term here to realize we have three kinds of people common to all cities. We have the people who make things happen, we have the people who watch things happen, and we have the people who complain about things that happen. We need more people that are involved in things that are happening.
Gitz says it's important because of the consequences if people don't step up.
Cities where people don't care, whether it's litter, whether it's the maintenance of property, or whether it's just not giving a damn about what happens to their neighbor next door, are not cities that usually succeed. Freeport has so much history, so much promise, that we cannot afford to fail.
Gitz says, thanks to several initiatives, the city is turning the corner in that regard.
But I don't think we're where we need to be, where entire neighborhoods are organizing and they're doing projects, and at some point the synergy becomes so great that it just takes off. I'd like to see that happen. I'd like to see it get there. And as a private citizen, I'm going to be in the mix to try to assist in every way I can on that.
Gitz says he's proud of what he's been able to accomplish in his time as mayor. It's not always been easy, especially with the state budget impasse, but even before that.
We're always trying to do more with less, but at some point, less becomes almost impossible. Just an example, the state has never adjusted its motor fuel tax formula. So every year, we have streets that are more beat up than the year before, and we get further behind because the $600,000 a year we get through the state motor fuel tax fund is about half of what we really need to start giving the people the infrastructure and roads that they need.
Gitt says Freeport, like many cities that were once manufacturing centers, declined as companies left or went out of business. Now it's trying to become a place that will thrive in the 21st century.
I'm very excited about the city's prospects, and this is a key city in the whole northwestern region. But that doesn't absolve us of the challenge and the depth of those challenges that we face as one of Illinois' larger cities.
He cites a success as a rental property registration program, extending public transit out into the county, and continuing upgrades to the water system. There's the rehab of the old Carnegie Library and reinventing it as the new City Hall, and brownfield reclamation.
We have also connected the Jane Addams Trail, which used to be outside of the city of Freeport, run to Wisconsin, but didn't come down to the riverfront. Now the trailhead that we created close to 20 years ago when I was mayor in my first time is now connected and a part of that. And what's exciting is there's more tourism coming there.
Gitt says there's much left to do. More neighborhood cleanup and efforts to revitalize the downtown still have a long way to go, he says. He says there needs to be more coordination between public and private agencies on that front, but he's hopeful that work going on now will begin to bear fruit in the not-too-distant future. Before, after, and between stints as mayor, Gitt, while practicing law, has worked in both the private and public sectors, holding jobs in Chicago, Urbana, and Fond du Lac. But he says he never forgot his roots.
I've worn a lot of hats, but my heart has always remained with my hometown, Freeport, and I want the very best for it.
No matter what form the city's government takes. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.